Chapter 6 A Baby and the Cheshire Cat. Alice looked at the tiny house.
What shall I do now?
She wondered. Then someone ran out of the forest and knocked on the door.
He must be a servant,
thought Alice,
because he's wearing a uniform. But he looks like a fish.
Another servant opened the door. This one looked like a frog, but he was wearing a uniform too. Alice went closer to hear what they were saying. The fish held out a very large letter.
This is for the Duchess from the Queen of Hearts,
he said in an important voice.
It's an invitation to play croquet.
From the Queen of Hearts, an invitation for the Duchess to play croquet, replied the frog.
Alice knew what croquet was. It was a game in which the players hit balls through metal hoops using long sticks. The two servants bowed to each other and accidentally banged their heads together.
Oh!
cried the servants, rubbing their heads. Alice started to laugh.
I don't want the servants to hear me laughing at them, she thought.
She ran back a little way into the forest. When she came back, the door was closed and the fish was sitting on the grass. Alice walked up to the house and knocked on the door.
They won't hear you, said the fish. They're making too much noise.
This was true. Alice could hear screaming and sneezing inside the house, and sometimes a loud crash.
So, how can I get in?
She asked. Alice was a very polite child.
You can't,
the fish replied.
That's not very helpful, thought Alice.
Then the door opened and a large plate flew out. It hit the fish's nose.
How can I get in?
Alice asked again.
You can't,
replied the fish.
Then what shall I do?
Said Alice.
Anything you like,
said the fish. He started to whistle. Alice sighed.
I'll just go in,
she said, and she opened the door. Alice went into a large kitchen, which was full of smoke. In the middle of the room, the Duchess was sitting on a stool with three legs. She was holding a red-faced baby who was screaming. A cook was stirring a pot of soup over a fire. Alice started to sneeze.
Achoo!
She cried.
The cook has put too much pepper in that soup.
The Duchess and the baby started to sneeze too, but the cook did not sneeze, and neither did the large striped cat who sat by the fire. The cat had a huge smile on his face.
Why is your cat smiling?
Alice asked the Duchess.
Because he's a Cheshire Cat,
the Duchess replied. Alice was confused.
Can a cat smile?
She said.
Oh, yes,
said the Duchess.
All cats can smile, and most of them do.
I don't know any cats who can smile, said Alice.
Then you don't know much,
said the Duchess.
And that's a fact.
The cook lifted the pot of soup from the fire. Then she started to throw things at the Duchess. First, she threw the soup spoon, and then pots and pans, plates, dishes, cups, knives and forks. Then a large pot flew through the air towards the baby.
Please stop that,
cried Alice, jumping up and down.
You'll hit his poor little nose.
Be quiet,
shouted the Duchess. She started to rock the baby in her arms, singing to it all the time. At the end of each line of the song, she threw the baby high into the air. He screamed so loudly that Alice could not hear the words. Then the Duchess pushed the baby into Alice's arms.
You can look after him now,
the Duchess said.
I must get ready for the croquet game.
And off she went. As the Duchess left the kitchen, the cook threw a large pan at her back. It landed on the floor with a crash. The baby was crying and wriggling, sticking out his arms and legs.
He looks like a starfish, thought Alice. Poor little thing. But I don't know how to look after a baby. I'll leave him here.
She laid the baby gently down on a chair and left the house. As Alice walked through the forest, she thought someone was watching her. She looked up and saw the Cheshire Cat sitting in a tree. He smiled at Alice.
He looks friendly, thought Alice. But he has very long claws and sharp teeth. I'll speak to him very politely. Please, Cheshire Cat, can you tell me which way I should walk?
She began. Well, where do you want to go? He replied.
I don't know, said Alice.
Then it doesn't matter which way you walk, said the Cheshire Cat with a big smile.
That's true, thought Alice. I'll ask him something else.
She said,
Who lives in this forest?
The Cheshire Cat waved his right paw in the air and said, If you go that way, you'll come to the Mad Hatter's house. He waved his left paw. If you go that way, you'll come to the March Hare's house. They're both mad. We're all mad here. I'm mad, and you're mad.
I'm not mad,
cried Alice. You must be mad if you're here, the Cheshire Cat replied. Alice didn't agree with that, but she said,
How do you know you're mad?
Well, he said, a dog isn't mad, is he? A dog growls when he's angry,
and wags his tail when he's happy. I growl when I'm happy and wag my tail when I'm angry. So I must be mad.
A cat doesn't growl, said Alice. A cat purrs.
Call it what you like, said the Cheshire Cat. Are you going to play croquet with the Queen today? He asked suddenly.
I hope I am, said Alice, but she hasn't invited me yet.
If you go, I'll see you there, said the Cheshire Cat. And he started to disappear very slowly. First his tail disappeared, then his legs, then his body, and then his head. Last of all, his smile slowly disappeared.
That's very strange, Alice thought. I've seen a cat without a smile, but I've never seen a smile without a cat. Now I'll try to find the March Hare's house, thought Alice.
She started walking along the path on the left.
I've seen hatters before, Alice said. They make hats. But I've never seen a March Hare. He'll be much more interesting, I think. Anyway, it's May now, not March. So perhaps he won't still be mad.
She went on through the forest, and soon she came to a large house.
I think the March Hare lives here, she thought. The chimneys look like long pointed ears, and there's fur on the roof. But I can't open the gate. I must grow bigger before I can go in.
She ate some of the piece of mushroom from her left pocket, and soon she was big enough to open the gate.